Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Eric Andre.
Bonus!
Have you ever... Somebody told me they did this, and I can't remember who. They were like, before... God, I don't remember. I want to say it's Brooks Whelan, but I can't say for sure. They told me before they knew that comedy is not music, and it doesn't work in every environment, that there was a Thanksgiving... Maybe it was Nick Cobb that told me this story. Somebody was at a Thanksgiving dinner with their in-laws, with their like girlfriend and their family. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend's family was like, you do comedy? Why don't you do stand-up for us? And the guy did stand-up at the dinner table for his girlfriend's family. And he's like, I've never bombed harder, and I think it ruined our relationship.
Yes.
I honestly think it's part of the reason it ended.
Why would he say yes to that?
Because he was
crazy.
He was like a year in to doing stand-up. It wasn't like... He wasn't a veteran by any means. It was like early days, like year or two in. And he was like, okay. And he did. And he said it was like a nightmare. No. And it was at the beginning of dinner. So it was just like hours of awkward.
Why wouldn't they do it after for dessert? That's bizarre.
The whole thing. Even after for dessert, it's like, get me out of here. But I did do the same thing when I started when I was 20. So I was in college when I started. Yeah, yeah. And my teacher, and my material is very foul, very graphic, and just gross out. It wasn't funny. It was just gross. It didn't have any wit to it. It wasn't clever or well-crafted. So my teacher was like, dude, you do stand-up? And him and this like very goody-goody student, she was like a waspy blondie, like goody-goody, mm-hmm. Whereas like, oh my God, you do comedy? So the two of them, they're like, the class left, and they were like, stay here and do your stand-up for us. And I had a similar experience. I'm just remembering this now. And he was very nice. I love this teacher. He's one of my favorite teachers in college. So it was just him and this girl. So it was a room. It was a classroom like this with two people, one teacher and one very uptight, like 4.0 GPA, goody-goody valedictorian type of girl. And I did like my opening joke used to be, so anyway, my dad's dick is huge. I walked in on him taking a piss and I thought he was holding a Quiznos sub. I thought when I was 19, I was like, that's hilarious.
I'm finding that hilarious now. I'm like, that's a good bit. You should bring that bit back.
and then the rest of it was like snuff footage, but comedy. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It was just fucking disgust. It was just poop and pee and shit. And
it sounds a lot like my act now, to be honest. I'm feeling embarrassed that you're like this smut. And I'm like, oh God, that's my set.
You're like, don't see me at Yuck Yucks this weekend.
And you did it.
I did it. It was horrible. It was the equivalent to the Thanksgiving doing the... I think the Thanksgiving is worse because... The only thing doing stand-up at Thanksgiving for your own parents, the only thing that could be like more a ninth circle of hell is doing it for your girlfriend's parents.
Way
and
worse.
Their family.
Way worse. That's so fucked up.
I'm going to text Nick Cobb, and I think that's Nick Cobb's story. I'm going to text him. I haven't talked to him. I don't know if you know who that is. I haven't talked to him in 15 years, I don't think. But I would reach back out to him and be like, I hope this is your number.
Oh my God.
And please tell me if I'm remembering this correctly, because
that's a nightmare.
That's a doozy.
That's a doozy. People I've never done that. I'm not doing... I used to Highland Dance.
Your last name is Tolev?
Yeah.
And you're not Jewish?
Yes.
Tolev.
Yes.
Is a Bulgarian name.
Yes. It's supposed
to be. It's not Jewish.
No.
Tolev.
It's supposed to be T-O-L-E-F-F, but when my grandpa came across on the boat, he didn't know how to spell properly, so he mumbled it, and that's what they wrote down.
My last name is blown.
Yeah, it's...
Get out of my office.
We are in an office right now. This is the most insane job interview of my life. What is this? Are we having a fucking three-course meal?
We're having dinner
soon. And then you're going to make me get up and do stand-up? It's all coming around.
Just for him. I'm going to leave. These are Netflix's cameras.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to get a special. Oh, no.
With Eric Andre.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.